I always think that a sign of a healthy family is when you have siblings, brothers, who, although there's a common denominator, there are common traits, but each one is a very different person from the next. You know, I grew up with three brothers, four of us in the house together, and each one of us is the same, but very, very different. In an interesting way, it comes out certain parts of Torah. One of them is Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma is basically dimensions and materials and building and blueprints. And my father is a psychologist, and he always tells us that, you know, Parshas Truma for him is the most challenging Parsha to go through. Because, you know, what is this? What speaks to me? 2 by 3 by 4, gold, silver, copper, what is it? On the other hand, a lot of you know my brother from across the street, Batenmacher, and that's his business. And he always says to my father, "What do you mean, Dad? This is my favorite Parsha in the whole Torah. Everything is perfectly squared and perfectly cubed, and we know exactly what materials we want. And that's what it's all about." I find myself somewhere in the middle. I mean, I could do without the numbers and all the calculations and everything, but I just like the way that everything clicks at the end into like a perfect system. But everybody has their own take, has their own way, and Parshas Truma is the story of calculations. Interesting nekuda in the story is the person who built the Mishkan, which is not mentioned this week, but we'll get into him afterwards. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, I always tell my brother Uri that it was Matim that he had that name. And Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur is described in a very interesting way, not as an engineer, but as something else. I think that talks very, very much to us. Let's learn a little bit about the Mishkan. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor. So Hashem says to Moshe, "Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma." Speak to Bnei Yisrael, and you should take for me a truma. The Netziv says that we learn from here the mashkinin al tzedakah, that if people have to contribute to poor people, to a shul, and they don't want to do it, you go in and you take their money away. You can do it forcibly. You can take things out of their homes. Not very inspiring. The next part, me'es kol isha asher yedvenu libay tikhu es trumasi. The best way to do it is if people are uplifted and they're inspired. That's the first pasuk. V'zayis ha'truma asher tikhu me'itam. This is the truma that you take from them. Zahav v'chesef u'nekoshes. Gold, silver, copper. I don't have time to go into the detail. But you take a look at Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch on these psukim. He talks about it elsewhere. He says that every material in the Mishkan, every measurement in the Mishkan was symbolic of something. It's Divrei Kabbalah. But he says that Zahav, Kesef, and Nechashis are all metals. What are metals? Metals are all malleable. You can form them. On the other hand, once you form them, they become tough, they become solid. And also another thing about metal is that metal a lot of times has dross. And our job is to be molded and then to become solid and to get rid of all the dross. And there's nechashis, which has the most gunk, and you really can't get rid of it. The nechashis is like the Russia. Kesef is the person who's ready to be purified. That's what kesef is. It has impurities, but you can get rid of it. You can smelt it and get rid of it. And zahav, a lot of times, is produced as a non-alloy without any other mixtures, and that's the best stuff. That's an example. He goes into atzei shittim. He says atzei shittim is vibrant, it grows, but it's tall, it's strong, you can't move it. And that's what we ought to be. I always think that one day I would like to build the Mishkan according to Rav Hirsch and bring the Karbanis according to Rav Hirsch. It's just a beautiful, beautiful system. But in any case, we get on and we get into the Aron, and the Aron is Kesa Torah. And we get into the Shulchan, and the Shulchan is Kesa Melucha. And we get into the Menorah, and the Menorah is Torah Shebaal Peh. But like we said, for the most of it, The most of it over here is just details and numbers and calculations. And where does it go? Let's get to our point. Who builds the Mishkan? The one who builds the Mishkan is called Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. And the pasuk in Vayakel says, Vayomer Moshe ben Yisrael, Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda, Vayimal yisar ruach Elokim. Hashem has called the name of Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. So simple understanding is, what does it mean he's called the name of Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda? It means, you know, shout out. He called out Bezalel. He's the man who's going to build the Mishkan. Nothing more complex than that. The Klei Yarkar says that there's a deep message over here. Ru'u kara Hashem b'tshem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. Hashem gave Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur his name, and his name is symbolic of his qualities that he needs in order to build the Mishkan. A long piece. But Bekitzer, he says, Bezalel is Betzel Kale. The Mishkan means that you're in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishkan is Shechina, so Bezalel represents Shechina. Uri is my light. What's light? Torah R. The Mishkan is Torah. The Mishkan was infused with Torah. Bezalel was infused with Torah. Chur. Who was Chur? Chur was Miriam's son. He was killed because of the fact that he was Meicha. He protested during the Chet HaEgel. And Chur is Mesiris Nefesh. And Lamate Yehuda, this is an interesting one. Yehuda is signified by lion. The Mishkan is called Ariel. Ariel means a lion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is the Mishkan a lion? Because the shape of the Mishkan was, it was this little narrow building, and then there was this big wide chatzar. Just like a lion has this big gigantic head, and you have the body is sort of like this little skinny thing behind it. And the idea is that just like a lion has this little body that doesn't seem very powerful, but it's actually powerful as anything, and it propels the head, so too this little slender Mishkan has enough powerful power in it to propel the chatzar and to propel the whole world. So Bezalel is four things. He's the Shechina, he's Uri, he's Torah, he's Chur, he's Mesiris Nefesh, and he's the Mishkan, he's Ariel, he's this little slender person who his power belies the fact, or his size belies the fact that he has this incredible power, incredible gvura. Where we get to the question is, what have any of these properties have to do with being a great engineer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him how to do Maisa Cheshev, how to work with all of the metals, how to build, how to do this, but that's not what his name was. His name was something else. His name was courage. His name was Torah. His name was Shechina. His name was Mesiris Nefesh. So what does it have to do with the whole thing? Why do you need a Bezalel to build the Mishkan? So this week I hopefully finished an episode that won't happen again for a while, because it's one of the most annoying things in life. I remember even the Rosh Yeshiva told me once upon a time that in this day and age, when your computer goes, so then you become you almost become a cripple. And one of my computers developed a virus or caught a virus or whatever it is, and you know, walking around with it and sending it from one person to another, and you know, whatever, the blind leading the blind. And finally, I gave it in to some guy on Rehov Bar Ilan, and he gave it back to me, and okay, fine. What was the problem? It was full of viruses. Full of viruses. So one of the things that always gets me about computers is that I actually learned this from Yaakov's father, Yaakov Brussel's father. We were baking matzahs once, and he told me that he learned that he's an engineer, Taka, and he said that there's a law that there are no technical mechanical problems in the world, right? You can have a perfect mechanical technical system. All the problems are made by human beings. And it always got me with computers. I mean, okay, so make a computer that works. What's the business with the viruses? But the answer is that in order for the computer to work, you got to get people involved. And sometimes people are not too nice. And sometimes people are worse than not too nice. And they ruin things for no reason. The moral of the story is that in order to make a perfect program, in order to make a perfect structure, in order to have something which is perfect technically go, you have to have somebody with the heart of a lion. You have to have somebody who's good inside. And if you don't have that, then the whole thing is going to fall on its face. And that, l'chaira, is the message of Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bezalel many gifts. Vayimal yaisa ruach elikim, he gave him a divine spirit. Bechachma, tvuna, das, bechol malacha, he knew how to do it all. He was the top engineer. But if you want Bezalel to build the Mishkan, that's not good enough. Because in order to produce a Mishkan, you first have to have somebody that has a much deeper koach than that. You have to have somebody who's a person of Shechina. You have to have a person who's a person of Torah. You have to have a person who's willing to put his life on the line, Mesiras Nefesh. And you have to be a person who has the gvura, who has the power of a lion, that even though he makes himself very small, he goes and he wins against all odds. We see this a lot of times. I'm learning with the first year guys different prakim in Tefillah and Tehillim. There's one parak in the Pesukei Zimra. We say it every day. Bainei Yerushalayim, Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yechaneis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds Yerushalayim. Building Yerushalayim doesn't mean the physical city. It means the destiny of Yerushalayim, the future of Yerushalayim, what Yerushalayim represents. And it's interesting that when Hashem builds Yerushalayim at the end, we say, Shabchi Yerushalayim as Hashem, Hali Elikayach Tzion, that you've got to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim. What are you singing about? Two things. Ki Chizat Briche Sharayich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made your gates, has made your walls strong. You have strong parameters. You have a system that works. Or in the next pasuk, some gevulech shalom, you have boundaries which are secure. Okay, Yerushalayim, it's protected, it's fine. But that's not enough. The inside of Yerushalayim has to be good. Beruch panayich bekirbeich. You have to give a bracha to the people inside. Chelov chitim yasbiech. You have to give produce to the people who are inside. And the parak ends over there, that what's the real chelov chitim? What's the real bracha? It's not food. It's mishpatim bal yidaun. It's dvar Hashem. It's Torah. It's ruchnius. If you want Yerushalayim to really be productive, so you have to have a secure Yerushalayim, but you also have to have a Yerushalayim which is good and spiritual and has all of the qualities which make Yerushalayim great and which will make Yerushalayim great. This week we had Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first one. And usually Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it's the end of Zman, and it's not yet. You know, we still got another month plus, almost 2 months to go. But Adar is Mishnechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. And people associate that Simcha with, you know, whole silliness, jokes. But Simcha is one of the most powerful emotions. Because when a person is happy, and joyful is even more powerful than happy, because when you're joyful, you're pumped. So it gives you energy, and lets you thrive, it lets you move, it lets you go up. And whether it's this year that we have two Adars, or whether it's a normal year that you have only one Adar, one thing is for sure, is that by this time, so we've already gone through Elul and Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, we have a lot of months behind us. We want to propel us through, so we can't just go with a system, we can't just go technically with what we have to do every single day. It's the same thing over and over and over again. There has to be a courage that comes from within. And the best way to have that courage is with simcha, is to appreciate and to be happy about what we're doing. People should, we talked about last week, people should look back, people should appreciate their accomplishments. And a person has a tremendous amount of simcha, an appreciation and a good feeling about what he's doing, So then the rest of the Zman and the rest of time just flies by with a sense of accomplishment. The inner power that we have that makes any technical system work. And Be'ezus Hashem, everybody should all be Masliach.